Brian Hofer, Executive Director for Secure Justice, a criminal justice reform group that seeks to end police abuse of power, says San Francisco Police Department is still using the faulty technology of facial recognition, despite a five-year ban by the supervisors on the practice.
Not only does it prohibit San Francisco itself from using the technology, it also prohibits them from outsourcing to a third party to do its dirty work. That's what's at issue in our lawsuit. They've been outsourcing to parties like Daly City, to NCRIC, which is a fusion center, a federal state partnership in San Francisco. It's been going on for at least a couple years.
Facial recognition has misidentified suspects, leading to false arrests in Texas, Georgia, and Detroit. The technology's most likely to misidentify people of color. Secure Justice says out of 7 cases where people were falsely accused of a crime through facial recognition in the U.S., 6 were black. Hofer says 2 government whistleblowers have come forward about San Francisco Police Department's continued use of facial recognition, and he warns it could potentially upend thousands of prosecutions if police were found to have used facial recognition and not informed defense attorneys about it in what would be a Brady Act violation, which requires prosecutors to disclose exculpatory evidence and how they identify suspects and leads in criminal cases.
How are you identified in a lineup, for example? Those things must be disclosed to the defense. And if that hasn't happened, and this is what the people of San Francisco should be paying attention to, these cases potentially could get dismissed. So if you look at all the number of cases since June of 2019 through today that have been forwarded to the district attorney, we're asking the court to order an audit of all of those. Because if there have been violations, those are going to have to get disclosed.
He says San Francisco police are also violating other terms of the 2019 ban on facial recognition.
They have 42 pieces of surveillance technology without any rules regarding their use, no transparency into what data is being collected, how it's being used, how long it's being retained. These are very popular vetting frameworks. There's about 24 of them across the country. There's 8 of them in California alone. And for whatever reason, the San Francisco Police Department is the worst in the country, just flat out refusing to participate. We've spent years negotiating with them. We have templates to make their job easier, and they're just flat out refusing to participate. So we need a court order to force them to.
San Francisco Police Department declined KPFA's request for comment, saying it does not discuss pending litigation. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.